Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, A Life That Counts. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 68:11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. I have just read from the King James Version. In the Nigerian city where I grew up, there are burial grounds of European missionaries that are now preserved as historical sites. These missionaries died and were buried in the land because they came to preach the gospel. Some of them attended the best universities, yet they saw a higher call and were willing to give their lives for it. Today, many in Africa are believers because of their sacrifice. Countless lives were physically and eternally spared because they chose obedience over comfort. I still remember learning about Mary Slessor, the missionary God used to end the ritual killing of twins in the southernmost part of Nigeria. Her life is a powerful reminder that when one person answers God's call, entire cultures can be transformed. When I look at my generation, I carry a deep concern. The emphasis and pursuits of many believers are often fixed on vain and temporary things. Believers who love their lives too much and love the world cannot effectively pass the light of the gospel to the next generation. See John 12:25, Revelation 12:11, 1 John 2:15. When the gospel was first preached in Jerusalem, it was by a handful of people willing to give everything. This included those on the front lines of apostolic missions and those who sacrificially supported them. Today, more than 2 billion people are identified as Christians, and millions have come to know the Lord personally. But this did not happen without a great company of people intentionally committed to spreading God's word. Even in the 19th century, during the great missionary movement that brought the gospel to many parts of Africa, some believers loved the world too much to inconvenience themselves for the gospel. Yet others considered the kingdom the most important pursuit of their lives. All the believers from that generation are now physically dead, but some have crowns and eternal rewards stored up for them, 2 Timothy 4:8, while others will be ashamed before the Lord, 1 John 2:28. Though they are no longer in this world, they are still alive and conscious. Some are in joy, and others in regret. Go into today determined to be among the company of those who publish the word of the Lord in your generation. A life that truly counts is one committed to advancing the kingdom. Prayer. Lord, help me live a life that counts in your eternal scheme of things. Help me fulfill my part in what you are doing in my generation. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Genesis 28 to 31. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.